Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to this podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. We're spending January and February 2022 in the Gospel of Mark. Going back into ancient history, Mark's Gospel was represented by a lion, the king of the beasts. And Mark represents Jesus as a victorious yet humble king coming to establish his kingdom. Join us for these daily devotional podcasts as we learn from the Lion of Judah. Now, on to today's podcast. Today, we're in chapter 4 again, finishing it off by looking at verses 35 to 41. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with them. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." What an extraordinary scene. Jesus calming the storm. We've got a new phase here in his ministry and in what he's revealing about himself. This is the first nature miracle in Mark. We'll see some more. And it reminds us, doesn't it, rather of Moses. There seems to be a parallel perhaps here. Perhaps it's a way of demonstrating that what's going on is a new exodus with a new people of God, release for the slaves, which will be fleshed out a bit more as the gospel goes on. Jesus is in that boat. The squall comes up. The boat is nearly swamped. And we can relate to the disciples, can't we? Waking him up and thinking, I suppose we don't know what you could do, but it doesn't look like you care if we drown. Whether they think he can calm the storm or not is not entirely clear, but they think he's not concerned for them. He's lacking in compassion for them. And sometimes, and I don't want to over-allegorize the passage, but there are times when even as we go through this life with Jesus in, if you like, the boat of our lives, at times the storms come and do threaten to swamp us, and then we wonder whether, since Jesus is apparently with us, whether he's awake, whether he actually cares. Perhaps you felt like that last year. Perhaps there's some things going on right now that make you question whether Jesus really cares. The truth is that he does, but that sometimes he allows us to go through these storms so that we can discover the true extent of his power. See, nothing is beyond the power of Jesus to deal with. Here he talks to the wind and the waves as if they're alive. He tells them to be quiet, to be still. And that is characteristic of God and reminiscent of the way God dealt with such forces in the Exodus. If you look at Psalm 65, 89, 106, 107, some interesting things there. And of course, that hints that the presence of Jesus is an event so significant that it's to be understood as this new Exodus, a new salvation, as one of the commentaries says, a reconstitution of the people of God. This one who had initially created the wind and the sea in the first place would now dare rebuke them. And only, of course, he could. And they show, the wind and the waves, instant obedience, and thus show that Jesus is deity, because he's creator as well as redeemer. Only he could say, "Be muzzled," another translation, "be quite shut up to the wind and the waves." And then the disciples begin to wonder who this one is. Why not take something to Jesus today and ask him to show you that he cares. Give him an opportunity to demonstrate his power and compassion. Thank you for being with us today. If you'd like to find out more about our congregation, have a look at the website, themesvalley.church. Until the next time, God bless, and remember to listen to the lion.